15th of February 2021. My name is Michelle and this is Backquote episode number 35. Today's episode is titled Placeholder. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Placeholder text is a function that gives a short hint to the person filling a form, describing the expected value of a particular form field. It is used to give instructions on how to fill the field in the form and is often used in various ways, such as describing the field type or specifying its value. Placeholder pseudo elements are used to stylize placeholder text in the form element input text area. If you enable placeholder embed code, placeholder text will be displayed in an input field and the placeholder pseudo element will be used for styling. Most modern browsers support this, but some browsers require you to use the vendor prefix. Older browsers such as Internet Explorer do not support the pseudo element because it was introduced in CSS 3 and not in earlier CSS versions. Some older browsers require manufacturer prefixes. As a placeholder with the manufacturer prefix, you will therefore see the pseudo class previously introduced in CSS 1 and CSS 2. So if you use a manufacturer prefix, you will see this in IE 9 and IE 10. The pseudo element placeholder is used to stylize placeholder text in input, text, and form elements. This will display the placeholder texts and will not change the fading appearance of the default Firefox settings. Most modern browsers support them, but in some browsers you need to use the vendor prefix. Older browsers such as Internet Explorer do not support the pseudo element because it was introduced in CSS 3 and not in earlier CSS versions. Some old browsers require a manufacturer prefix. The pseudo class was introduced in CSS 1 and CSS 2 earlier, so using it in a placeholder without the vendor prefix will cause the same problems as it did in previous CSS versions. This is a difficult problem, as not all browsers allow placeholder text to be stylized with CSS. This way, the placeholder texts are displayed and do not have the fading appearance of the default Firefox settings. Placeholders can be problematic for some users. Disappearing placeholders increase memory load and require deleting additional keyboard-mouse interactions. Blind and visually impaired users can miss clues because their software does not speak to the placeholders. Placeholders that do not disappear can cause problems when persistent dimmable placeholders look clickable. If there is text in the field, people may not be able to see that they can type there. The user assumes that the placeholder text is the default value and skips the field completely. When the user moves his input focus to another field, the placeholders disappear, but not the text. If the placeholder remains in the field as editable text, the user is forced to select or delete it manually. In a custom field, you may want your field label to remain the same, but you can display placeholder text on the lead to be entered into the form field. When you create or edit a custom field, the input called placeholder is considered to be input to the placeholder. When you insert text into the fields, this input value will override the text of the field caption that would normally appear as a placeholder in the form. When the placeholder is enabled, field names will appear in your form that are different from the placeholder text when you set the value of the placeholder text. Note that you can only use a field name of fixed length as a token for the wildcard, and no longer than that. You must use the document field as a token for the placeholder and field name of the placeholder. You can preview images of your custom placeholders by attaching them to your production data sources. Placeholders will open in a new window to display their information and previews. If the placeholder has no content in the current layout, Studio Pro will look for a placeholder with the same name as the new one. If the main placeholder is mandatory, the user can be sure that the content of the page placed in this placeholder will be preserved. You can switch to a new page before you can place your placeholder on it, but you will have to move it and again place it on a newer page. For example, the image below shows two placeholders positioned on the layout grid as an example of two different layouts. Each layout contains one or more placeholders, and one of these placeholders must be called main. When the user switches from one layout to another, the placeholder name is used to associate the content of the page with the new layout. Placeholders with this name are used to map the page contents when changing layouts or creating new pages. Episode 35 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Michelle Franklin. Adios.